Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Ingrid Bergman.
Hubba hubba.
That's right, that fantastic actress. She was a 5-1 generator on the left angle cross of spirit in the quarter of duality. Six color, left fix. She was a single definition. She had an electromagnetic 952 and an electromagnetic 1959 and a completely conscious 3955.
Yep. You know, she wasn't my generation, but I've seen movies. Gaslight, which I think she won an Oscar for. I think she was in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Casablanca,
that's right.
She complained about the fact that everybody always just remembers that movie, and she did a lot more than Casablanca.
Well, she did. She did. I mean, now she was nominated, I think, 7 times mm-hmm. for an Oscar. Won twice for Gaslight. But Anastasia, but you know, talk about, oh, look at her chart. Of course, you know, this focus, concentrated moodiness, sexuality, 59-5, seduction, personality, sun. You know.
It's this, you know, this left angle cross of spirit that can seduce everyone. I mean, you know, she came over here to America, and she just, you know, when she was doing those movies that you're mentioning, you know, from 1939 to 1949, America just loved her. And then when she had this scandal, because she went to do this movie with Rossellini over in Italy, and she had an affair, they were both married. I mean, talk about the projection field, that fifth line projection field. I mean, they loved her so much, and suddenly they hated her so much. There was such an outcry. Actually, on the Senate floor, they denounced her, and Ed Sullivan wouldn't let her be on the show. I mean, it was years before she actually came back, and she returned. But it's such a demonstration of this projection field, and that, you know, they loved her, and then, boy, they hated her.
Right. How old was she when that happened? What year? I mean...
Well, it was in 1950 that she had the affair.
1950.
In 1950. So what would that made her? 35. So when she's 35, you know.
Right.
Now she wanted to be an actress from the beginning. I mean, I also think it's interesting. She's got this 42nd gate, the 42-6. It's in the moon. But this 42 all about endings. And, you know, her mother died when she was 3. Her father died when she was 13. They sent her to an aunt who died 6 months later, right? So I also think this is part of her emotive quality, is just, you know, being really in touch with sort of the difficulties of life, you know, from a very young age. She wanted to be an actress. You know, she was wearing her mother's clothes and, you know, acting from the time she was young. And, you know, she said, if you took acting away from me, I'd stop breathing. So it was everything for her.
Open G. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many actors and actresses have we looked at with the open G, then especially with the fourth gate up there? Now, she has its second line, glorification of feelings. I think, what is it, the third line is the actor, actress, role player. But, you know, that open G, looking for what role to play, looking, and the glorification of feelings. So are her portrayals containing moodiness and that whole spirit of...
Well, it's a configuration that, we see the open G for the good actors. I think some of these most famous ones, like herself.
Right.
I mean, she's considered to be, you know, one of the most international famous actresses. You know, she spoke 5 languages. She acted in 5 languages. But it's this combination of the open G and that 3955, and this very famous director, George Cukor, right, who she worked with one point, he said a star must have individuality, right? And I think actually that's the truth, right? It's like the open G, that they can take on these roles, but at the same time, this ability to really create the romance, I mean, the romance, you know, that's coming out of that 3955. And, you know, romance for her, obviously, this, you know, this quarter of duality, looking for this right spirit. You know, she was married a number of times, you know, had multiple lovers, right?
You know, her only conscious definition is this 3955.
Sure.
Talk about passion. If she wasn't passionate about it, if it didn't contain passion. Now, you know, could she take advice that wasn't good? That 55-5 is about accepting advice and being open, you know, and it's open to emotionally. But it's
Well, I think she did take advice. I mean, Selznick was the one that actually worked with her, and he was so impressed because she was so conscientious. I mean, that's the other thing, that 9:52, she was very focused and concentrated. You know, I mean, even though she has this channel of moodiness, the cast and the people that she worked with, her directors, they all complimented her because she was so conscientious, you know, in her work, hard working.
Well, you know, anytime you see four activations of one gate, which is the 15th gate. You know, now this is magnetic. And these people have big auras. You know, aside from this emotional, emotive power, warmth that you're feeling. But, and she has the line of 15-6, modesty. Now, is it a surprise that, oh, 15-4 in detriment, humiliation?
Well, you know, and it's funny, that 15-4, that wallflower, you know, uncomfortable, out of the flow. I mean, she talked about how she was very tall for a woman, okay? And that she really was, you know, in regular life, kind of tall and clumsy. And it was only when she got on the stage or she's in front of the camera, she just got into her flow, you know?
But that
when she was not in that position, she was just really kind of clunky and very self-conscious, I think, about herself.
No, it's just interesting what you said about her when she was 30, you know, having that affair with Rossellini, and the passion and romance is everything. So, you know, who cares about the country?
Oh, she left her husband, she left her child. You know, she you know, pissed off all of the Americans so much, they're denouncing her.
Not a lot of awareness in what she was doing.
Well, it didn't
matter. And fearless, because of no activations in that splenic center. But look at that 56 gate third line, alienation. Determined self-sufficiency. You know, now she also has the sixth line.
She was working from the time she was small, and obviously with her parents dying so young, you know, she really was self-sufficient. I mean, you know.
No, that sixth line, unconscious wanderer. But that 56, you know, the storyteller, the looking for a story, but just the kind of wanderer, the searcher.
And stimulating. I mean, you know, her story, I mean, actually, in fact, her personal story is, you know, is a movie in of itself, right? I mean, you know, her mother dies when she's 3 and her father dies when she's 13 and, you know, and she goes, you know, she gets a scholarship for acting because they see that she's such a natural to begin with.
In Sweden, right?
She falls in love with her leading man. Of course, he's married. He ignores her, so she marries the dentist, right, who she's not passionate about, has lots of arguments with, and that's who she ended up leaving for Rossellini, this Italian guy, right?
Oh, I think it's interesting, too, because here she is Swedish, and who is it? Greta Garbo.
Right.
Would have been right before her, so this...
Went to the same
This
same
Swedish
school.
Hubba hubba. Let's get some Swedish women. They're beautiful and whatever.
Well, I think, you know, they comment on that. When she came to the States, there was such a natural beauty. It's like she didn't wear any makeup.
Right.
And this was the day of real glitz in Hollywood, right?
Right.
And so there was such a contrast, and I think that was part of it. And probably many women could identify more with her because she was so natural, right?
Well, you know, that... 56.6 is about honesty and expression, you know, and being yourself. And, you know, just I think that individuality, too, is expressing and being yourself.
Well, but she lucked out because I think when she first came here, Selznick, he recognized that it was important to leave her as she was because there was a lot of pressure from, you know, all of the makeup artists and, oh, we've got to make her up like everybody else. And he actually stood by her and, you know, allowed her to kind of be herself. Because I think when she first came here, she didn't speak any English. I'm not sure that she was so pushy in that sense, right? That she really, you know, kind of followed what her producers and her directors were telling her to do.
You know, interesting too, because I think she was, she probably died of throat cancer or something.
No, she died of breast cancer, actually.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at that open throat because I know she was a heavy smoker and I think drank a lot even.
Well, she drank a lot because she was depressed a lot. I mean, you know,
definitely.
Lots
of anxiety. Yes,
you know, in this marriage with this fellow that I think she didn't, you know, she had, on the rebound, she'd married him. So, yeah, she definitely had these
issues.
Depressive times in her life where she drank a lot, she smoked. Yeah, she died at 67. I mean, she really didn't.
No, I remember seeing her in a movie, Golda. I think it might have been her last
performance. That was her last movie. Yeah. And she, I guess when she was first asked to do it, she was shocked because physically she didn't look like her at all. Yeah. And she was kind of like, why do you want me to play Golda Meir?
Right.
And they said, because everybody trusted her and everyone trusts you. I think, you know, again, throughout her life, this fifth line, right?
Right.
It's like, and Golda Meir was very short, and obviously, you know, Ingrid was very tall, and so she kind of was struggling with that. And they were like, oh, but everyone saw Golda to be this very big woman because of who she was.
No,
right?
I think it's that 15th gate of presence. She had presence, authority, 7'5", you know?
Yeah.
And so.
She was very ill when she did that, but she again, she persevered, you know, incredible woman.
No, I remember seeing it. Well, Teresa, I'm afraid we're out of time.
Oh, dear.
Well, say good night, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.